From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama says the United States and the European Union must move forward on a free trade agreement despite opposition to the idea. Mr. Obama spoke during a joint news conference with German Chancellor Angela Merkel in Hanover, Germany.
Recent surveys in the United States, for example, showed that actually the majority of people still favor trade. They still recognize on balance that it's a good idea.
The United States and Germany are among each other's largest trade partners and hope to build support for the transatlantic trade and investment partnership. On Monday, Ms. Merkel and Mr. Obama will hold talks with their counterparts from Britain, France, and Italy. Exit polls show the candidate of Austria's anti-immigration Freedom Party winning the first round of presidential elections, gathering more than 35% of the vote. The exit polls show the party beating five rivals, including nominees of the governing coalition. If the projections hold, a runoff election will be held May 23rd. U.S. President Barack Obama says he will not consider sending U.S. ground troops into Syria. The president said there needs to be more than just a military effort to solve Syria's problems. Instead of direct military action, Mr. Obama said, the international community should apply pressure to Russia and Iran, who he says are propping up the government of Bashar al-Assad. The North Korean government is calling a submarine-launched ballistic missile test on Saturday a great success. South Korean officials are labeling it a failure, and military analysts are classifying the missile launch as a successful failure. This is VOA News. Protesters who mounted anti-government demonstrations on April 15th to express their anger with a presidential decision to give two Red Sea islands to Saudi Arabia as gifts have vowed to stage mass sit-ins Monday to mark a patriotic holiday, Sinai Liberation Day. A group of lawyers says Egyptian authorities have arrested dozens of activists ahead of the planned protests. A Dutch journalist was arrested by Turkish police early Sunday at her home in Turkey after she made a negative statement about President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Twitter. Ebru Umar, a well-known columnist for the Dutch Metro newspaper, tweeted that police were at the front door of her home late Saturday night and that they were taking her to a police station for questioning. A Dutch foreign ministry spokesman confirmed that Umar had been detained, but gave no details. An electoral commission says 98% of voters in Sudan's Darfur region have voted against uniting the region's five separate states into one. A Darfur election official said Saturday 3.2 million of Darfur's 3.5 million registered voters cast ballots in the election. Major rebel and opposition groups who believe uniting the region would give the people there more autonomy boycotted the vote and accused the Khartoum government of fudging the results. Papa Wemba, a musician known around the world as the King of Congolese Rumba, died early Sunday after collapsing on stage in Ivory Coast. He was 66 years old. Papa Wemba had performed three songs at the urban musical festival Anu Madbo in Abidjan before collapsing in front of thousands of fans. Businessman Donald Trump, trying to lock up the U.S. Republican presidential nomination, says he continues to believe in his anti-immigrant proposals. One of his key campaign aides, Paul Manafort, told party leaders last week that Trump has been playing a part in the campaign and that he is evolving into a more traditional presidential candidate. But the brash Trump assured a rally of cheering supporters in Connecticut Saturday that he has no intention of abandoning his proposals to temporarily keep Muslims out of the United States and to build a wall to block illegal immigrants from entering the United States from Mexico. Thousands of Nepalese marked the one-year anniversary Sunday of a powerful earthquake, grieving the loss of 9,000 people. Prime Minister Khadga Prasad Oli placed a wreath at the ruins of the Darahara Tower in the heart of the capital, Kathmandu. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.